All right, hello, St. Thomas Aquinas. We've had a brief sabbatical, but we're back. Sound and Silence is back on. And I'd just like to apologize. Our second episode with Mr. Greenslade was kind of cut short, didn't upload properly. So we're re-recording this right now. I've got Mr. Greenslade right here.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
And so, like we do with every episode, we're going to start off with a prayer. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So, obviously, our poll about favorite Christmas songs is not gonna cut it this time through. So I've changed it. The poll is gonna be: please email me at elmontero23@stalux.org, and tell me your favorite Pixar movie, and I'll announce the top three when we get back for our fourth episode. Yeah, and so let's begin. Mr. Greenslade, you said this episode is going to be about Michael Bloomberg. So tell us a little bit about Michael Bloomberg.
Well, Michael Bloomberg is an interesting man, but before I get into Michael Bloomberg, I'd like to vote for my favorite Pixar movie. And as we discussed, Luke, my kids are 33 and 30, and so I stopped watching Pixar movies probably about the time you all were born. But I would have to say that my favorite Pixar movie would be Toy Story. So on to Michael Bloomberg. Now, this guy is a tremendously successful man. He came from humble beginnings, born in Medford, Massachusetts, of modest upbringing. His father was a bookkeeper for a dairy company. His mother was a homemaker. But he ended up going to Johns Hopkins University. He got a degree from Harvard Business School, and he went to work in the finance industry. After about a 15-year career in the finance industry, he ended up getting fired. And he subsequently founded his own company and rose to become literally the 16th wealthiest person in the world, all right? His net worth is over $60 billion. Now, with that kind of wealth, with that kind of capital, obviously he's got more money than he knows what to do with. I mean, you can't spend that kind of money. So one of the things that he did was he signed on to what's called the Giving Pledge. Now, the Giving Pledge is a commitment that's made by, some of the world's wealthiest individuals and families. And the idea is that they've decided to dedicate the majority of their incredible wealth to giving back. And since he's signed on to the Giving Pledge, his foundation and so on and so forth has given $9 billion, concentrating in things like public health, the arts, government, innovation, and environment, and education. So one of the things that really drew me to Bloomberg himself actually was just a quote that I think is really powerful, and I've actually written it down so I can get it right. Bloomberg says, in the game of life, when the final buzzer sounds, the only stat you carry with you is the number of assists you made. So help other people put some points on the board.
That's very interesting. Thank you. So what does this quote mean to you? Why did this quote strike you like it did?
Yeah, so you think about, he's obviously talking about basketball here. Right? One of the things I do here at St. Thomas is I'm involved in the basketball program as a coach. And, you know, see when you make an assist on a basketball court, essentially what you're doing is you're giving someone else the opportunity to score a basket, right? So that can translate into life. Like giving somebody an assist, giving somebody a hand up. One of the greatest basketball players of his generation. We could have a conversation about whether he is the greatest basketball player of his generation, but that might be a subject for another podcast, is LeBron James. Okay, you've all heard of LeBron. He has scored over 35,000 points in his career, but he's also scored about 9,700 assists, right? In the 2020 season, he had 684 assists. It's over 10 per game. And guess what? Who do you think won the NBA championship last year? It was his team, Los Angeles Lakers. He brought everyone up around him by being an unselfish basketball player. And LeBron has made that part of his entire life. You know, he is the sixth most charitable athlete in the world. He's donated $41 million to send 1,100 students to college. He's got his own foundation. He's provided students with programs through his foundation to give them mentors and help them be successful.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's just, that's such a good point that you bring up, that, like, you know, to be, when you have so much, it's kind of that responsibility to give back.
Exactly. And I guess, you know, it kind of translates into our mission here at St. Thomas and the gospel, doesn't it?
Right.
I mean, you have the things that you do, Luke, as far as charitable contributions that we give to the Lazarus House in Lawrence, for instance, or Crossroads House in Portsmouth, the commitment that we have to helping our community and bring our communities up.
Right.
And it's selfless. And it also kind of translates into the gospel, doesn't it? I mean, you think about the story of the loaves and the fishes, you know, two fishes and some loaves of bread feeding a multitude. I mean, that's a big assist, isn't it?
Right.
Or I guess the biggest one is the raising of Lazarus. I mean, bringing a dead guy back. That's the ultimate assist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And